When I was a kid, there was one topic, one subject that was popular in culture, popular among young people my age, and that topic was ninjas. The ninjas, real ninjas, not cartoon ninjas, ancient Japanese warriors who could cloak themselves in darkness. They carried these really exotic and what to us cool tools, weapons like throwing stars and their long swords. They could climb sheer walls. They could defeat anyone in combat. And ninjas had these distinctive costumes. These costumes, that they looked stealthy when they were wearing them. They looked menacing. They looked like they would gather respect if you were wearing a ninja costume. And so when I was a kid, I wanted to know all about ninjas. I wanted to learn everything about ninjas. And so there was no internet. They didn't have ninja books in the library, so I had to mail order a book about ninjas, and it had pictures in it. And I would look at those pictures, I would study these pictures, and I made myself a ninja costume from head to toe. I even made those distinctive boot things. And I made a second costume for my little brother. So we both had ninja costumes. And we would wear them, we would run around in them, and we would wait until it was very late at night, and it was completely dark. We lived somewhere where there were no streetlights, and we would go outside wearing our ninja costumes in the dark, hiding from each other, chasing each other. They were just costumes. We had the costumes, we had cobbled together equipment, but we did not know how to fight like ninjas. We didn't know how to live like ninjas. We didn't know how to climb stone walls with our little pretend grappling hooks. We were not really ancient Japanese warriors. We were just Chinese suburban kids who took piano lessons. That's who we were. At this table, we're dealing with two costumes which are not pretend. Two costumes that really reflect reality, so that they're not really costumes. The first is Jesus Christ, the eternal, unique Son of God. In the fullness of time, he became also Son of Man. He came as a man. He came as a lowly man. We can't explain it, but at his birth, he took on not a costume. He took on human flesh. And so he is now God and man. And here is something that is costume-like that he took on. Upon his flesh, as we just heard from our brother, he took on sin. Not his sin, he took on our sin, my sin, your sin. Our sins were placed on him. The judicial reality was that he who knew no sin became sin. And by wearing and bearing our sin, your sin, he was punished for our sin. That's the first costume-like thing. The second costume thing is this. For those who receive him, those who believe on him, you put on, not a costume, you put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You put on his righteous robes. That's not a costume, but it is a covering. It's a covering that God regards as real, as real. In Christ, the pleasure that he has for Jesus Christ, the pleasure that he has when he looks at Jesus Christ, he looks at you with that pleasure, that acceptance, that warmth. Now, you hear that. You hear that preached. You hear that in this picture. But the truth is, this week, I blew it. I said things to people. I said things about people that were sinful. I don't even know all the ways that I blew it this week, but I know I did blow it this week. But God is pleased in Christ to be pleased with me because of this covering. God is pleased in Christ. If you've received Christ, he's pleased to look at you and to be pleased with you in Christ. My faith rests on that. Your faith, if you're a believer, that's what your faith is resting on, not your performance, not the ways that you blew it this week. It's not a costume. It is a covering on the outside, but it's also something that is being changed and renewed in you. Those who believe on Christ have the Spirit of Christ, and you are being transformed day by day into the image of Christ. And so in this meal, we take bread. And that means Jesus is the bread that you need every day. And in this supper, we take wine. And as you take that, you're saying Jesus is the cleansing that you need to cover you every day. And so when you take this supper, you're saying, Jesus cleansed me, Jesus covered me, and Jesus is changing me. He arranged this new Passover meal, and he says, do this in remembrance of me. And we expect that as we do it spiritually, he's going to feed us. He's going to continue to cultivate and grow the new life that he began. He's the ultimate gardener, the ultimate agriculture expert. What he has begun in you, believer, it will bear fruit. It will be perfected. And so if you have come to know God the Father through Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit of Christ has worked in your heart, we invite you to come and to take this supper. If you don't know Jesus this way, we're glad that you're here. We're very glad that you're here, and we invite you to stay here with us. But don't take the supper. The supper is only for people who have entered into this kind of commitment to Jesus Christ, to be your Savior and your Lord. But sit back. Take it in. I'm sure you may have questions. This could be a time where you could offer your questions to God. We would love to hear your questions afterwards. So we welcome you here among us. Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we have come to you again, and we pray that as we take this bread and this wine, that we would be feeding upon you, and that we would receive it and sense in it a relief. All those things that we've done, all those things that we can't even bring ourselves to reveal to one another, you know them, but they're covered in Christ. They're completely dealt with. We stand before you who knows all of our secrets, and we're naked in front of you. We stand before you, and we're not ashamed because of Christ. We're not ashamed of him. You're not ashamed of him. You're not ashamed of us. And so we come and we receive him now. Feed us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.